Welcome into the final week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. The usual crew here with you once again this week as we get ready for the first round of the playoffs. Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. I want to thank Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you Who's Gonna Win here throughout this season. We'll take a look back how we did in the final week of the regular season in Week 9, and then we'll take a look at our first round of the playoff sheet here for our picks this week when we come back here on Who's Gonna Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's take a look back now at week number 9 and how we fared. And, we had one really good week. We were just talking earlier, I think the first 8-0 week of the season as Matt Mullinex comes through with a very strong one last week.
Congratulations. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
We need to bring that respect to the program.
Yes, so. And it just might be a little too late here. So, but, yeah.
Making a nice hard late charge, though. 8-0 for Matt, 7-1 for myself, and then it was 6-2 for Jim, 5-3 for Doug. Let's see how it panned out. It was Audubon with a 19-16 victory over Cam. Good hard-fought ball game there, and Wheelers come out on top. We all had the Wheelers in that one, so got that one right. Tri-Center, a 35-14 win over Logan Magnolias. They put that game away in the second half. We all had the Trojans, so we got that one correct. St. Albert, 48-21 over HSTW. That was a winner for everybody except Doug. He went out on a limb on that one and lost it. It was Riverside with the 45-0 shutout of Southwest Valley, and that was a winner for Matt. Everybody else had Southwest Valley, so that was the strong limb pick coming through there. Mount Air, 39-16 over ACGC. We all had the Raiders there, so we got that one right. OABCIG wins the undefeated battle over Greene County, 35-13. So the Falcons win the district title. That was a winner for Matt and for myself. Jim and Doug had Greene County there. Harlan, a 39-18 winner over Winterset. We all had the Cyclones. And Atlantic picked up the 54-0 shutout over Red Oak. And we all had that one for the Trojans. So we all got that one right as well. So that's how last week went in the final week of the regular season. We now head here to the playoffs here, first round. And let's get this started here. We've got 3 8-man games to take a look at first. We've got a couple out of Class A, a couple out of Class 1A, and a game out of Class 3A as well. Take a look at on our sheet here this week. And we'll start an 8-man. And we'll start with our broadcast game here for you on the radio tonight on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 as the Audubon Wheelers play host to Harris Lake Park. 9-1 for the Wheelers, 8-1 for Harris Lake Park. And, I guess I'm out in front here, the overall standings, by the way. I guess we didn't even touch on that. 54-18 is where I'm sitting at. Jim is at 52-20. Then Doug, two games back of that at 50-24, and Matt has climbed now to 49-23. So we got a pretty tight race here this last week to decide it. And I guess if it was what you guys want, I'll start off with the first game here.
Yep. Yes, that would be what we want, Chris.
Okay. No, we want you to start on every game.
I'm not going to start on every game. That's not every how it's going to go. I think I did that once before. It did not go well. let's start off with this one. Audubon, obviously having a very strong season. They've just been well battle-tested. It's just a strong, strong schedule. Of course, they had a couple of pre-district games against teams that ended up in the playoffs against East Mills, Remsen, St. Mary's, Gavin Smith, Skylar Schultes, kind of that two-headed monster they have that they can put at quarterback has been really good for them. Harris Lake Park does have a good quarterback of their own in Brady Sohn. He's thrown for almost 2,000 yards, 31 touchdowns. Their loss on the season also came to Remsen St. Mary's, 54-34 in that one. And it looked like the run game really got stymied in that game for Harris Lake Park. I like what the Wheelers have done all season long, and I like how battle-tested they are. I think also being at home obviously helps. I'm going to take the Wheelers here in this one, start it off. Jim.
All right, very good. Yeah, Harris Lake Park, they throw the ball all over the yard. They'll throw it in the backside of the 50, or a 40, sorry.
Yeah, 40.
On that side of the 40, they'll throw it in the locker room. They throw it in the bathroom. They probably throw it around on the bus on the way to the game. They throw the ball everywhere. The problem is Audubon's pretty good in the defensive backfield, too. They have picked off 12 passes this year. Gavin Smith and Jackson Jensen have combined for 8 of those. Those two kids are going to be ball hawking around all over the place. I think if Audubon controls the ball on offense, doesn't turn it over, and uses Schultes to the best of their abilities and moves the ball up and down the field that way and doesn't give them a chance to move that ball around through the air and they can get a couple turnovers, I think Audubon a chance to pick up the win there. So, Wheelers.
All right, 2 for the Wheelers. Doug?
Well, I was telling you guys off the air, I'm going to employ a little bit of a different strategy this week. I apparently don't know how to do this game anymore, and I'm 4 games back. So we're going to do a mascot death match every week, and I'm going to decide which mascot or every game which mascot would win. So I'm going to alienate, you know, some of our local listeners. I always root for the home team. I'm kind of a homer, and certainly want the Wheelers to win. I don't even know exactly what a Wheeler is, but I think the Wolves from Harris Lake Park, a wolf would kill a lot of things. So I'm going to take them, but I'm going to root for Audubon.
They're going to get out of the way of that wheel coming at them.
That's right.
Yeah.
A okay. wheel
like
could roll over a wolf.
Settler. You're right. A wolf would probably take down an old settler.
I think you're right.
Yeah. If okay. they got down off the wagon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've seen critters on the roadside, though. I don't know.
It's true. Depends on how big of the horses were going fast enough. They could run over the wolf.
I'm still going
Are
with wolves.
Are we helping you with your logic?
Nope.
Logic? That's funny you said that.
Logic. Yeah, that would be a
logic.
Strange term.
Playoffs.
All right. Well, we got one going the other way. Matt, what do you think?
Good. Here we have a rematch from 2016 first-round playoffs, and that was the year that Harris Lake Park made their run. To the dome and into the finals and ended up in a runner-up spot. And it was a very good back-and-forth ball game and really just slid out of Audubon's hands towards the end there. So it was a real good ball game. Expect some of the same this game. However, I think the outcome is going to be flipped. The home team, again, is going to win. This time, though, the home team is Audubon, and I'm going to go with the Wheelers.
All right, so we're going to leave Doug out there on the limb there with his Wolves.
HLP. You put an E in there, and, well,
I do need help.
Pretty much got your season.
He's not in last, though.
No.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Might be working on it. we got another 8-man matchup here, and, it's the team that Audubon just faced this past Friday night. The Cam Cougars will go on the road. They make that long trip to Lamoni. Take on the Demons and 8-man battle here. Jim, what do you think? This is also, by the way, going to be on KJN TV tonight, audio only broadcast. We'll have some graphic fun there as well, but we'll have that one available for you.
Yeah, they have this stupid rule that you can't do video in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Did I mention it's a stupid rule?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That sounds like a stupid rule.
Yeah, it really is, even though nobody else is doing video because of the stupid rule. So anyway, we're going to do the audio broadcast, and I'll be down there to do that ball game tonight here in, somewhere just slightly north of Missouri. I wish I'd have brought all of my preparation all my stuff, all my statistics and stuff in from the game, because you can't. I don't think you can find any other matchup in any class that is an exact carbon copy of each other team-wise. I mean, they rush for almost the same yardage. They throw for almost the same yardage. Their kids, the way the yardage is divvied out, their production is almost identical. They each have a couple, 2 or 3 kids who get the majority of this. They've each run exactly 390 plays on offense this season. I mean, you just go right down the line. All the statistics are almost identical. It's just amazing. But then again, I looked at it, and Cam has played a little tougher schedule. Cam's schedule is the teams they've played are 5 games over 500, while Lamoni, on the other hand, they're schedule is about 7 games under. And I think Cam's just a couple of plays, really, from going undefeated this year and being in just a little bit better spot. So even though they're on the road, I think they're going to go down to Graceland University and pick up a win over the Demons. So I'm going to go with Cam.
All right, Cam is the first one. I'm interested to see how Demons match up against Cougars.
It's tough for the Cougars. It is. I mean, I'm rooting for them. You know, hope I'm wrong about this, but you're dealing with the supernatural. And, I mean, you can't, you know, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to take the demons, but...
There's too many unknowns there.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you use a Ouija board for that?
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, no.
All right, so we got one each way. Matt?
Kind of like what Jim said, you know, really Cam is a couple of plays away from an undefeated season. I think by far their schedule was is much stronger. I guess Friday night there I was able to see quite a few highlights of Lamoni's game. One of the Des Moines media outlets was at that game, and so they showed quite a few highlights. And, you know, they looked awfully tough. That quarterback was, you know, very smooth. They've got a really big tight end, real good-sized tight end, very athletic in there. So that's going to be something that Cam's going to have to contend with and really be able to contain. I don't know if they've got anybody that can match his size and strength in there. But so I think part of that is going to be Cam's defense, you know, getting Lamoni off the field, and then Cam's offense showing some ball control, which I think they can do. So long trip for the Cougars, but I'm still going to take them. I think they can do it and pull out the victory and look for a rematch in that second round with Audubon.
All right. So the one there for Cam. Yeah, you look at the two schedules, and like Jim said, I think Cam's has been a little bit tougher. Lamoni's lone loss was to East Mills, a close game, but they did throw a couple interceptions in that game, maybe made a difference. In Lamoni, I think you're looking at their quarterback. You know, it's all going to be up to Patrick Savage, whether or not he is as efficient as he has been at times throughout the year in order to pick up the victory. But for Cam, I think they can do it a little bit more balanced, and I think this is where that experience up front comes into play. They've got that line that's all back in the same spots from last year, Ben Tipkin leading the way in the middle. I think that experience up front really helps them, and I think they're hungry to try to get that rematch there against the Wheelers. So I'm also going to go Cougars. I think Cam goes on the road and wins it. So we're going to leave Doug out on a couple of limbs here to start the show with his mascot
Demon
picks.
Doug.
You guys will be you'll be laughing when the strategy comes through.
I know.
Yeah. All right. That's our first two picks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got one more 8-man game to take a look at next on Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back now to Who's Gonna Win. Let's head into some more picks now on our sheet as we'll go to another 8-man contest here in the opening round. And it's another team out of that same district that got three teams in, and it's Coon Rapids Bayard as they'll go on the road to take on Fremont Mills, and it looks like Doug will get first crack here at this one. What do you think?
Of course, I get the, like, you know, the game that you got Crusaders and Knights. It's the same thing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's true.
Can I pick a tie?
You know, I would say that the Knights are more of a guardian force, while the Crusaders, they're out there. They're aggressive.
Front
they're getting
line.
After
okay. Front line.
Yeah. So if that helps you out at all.
Okay. I'll take the Crusaders. Okay.
There you go.
All right. One for CRB. Matt?
Okay. You know, I think Fremont Mills has only played 7 ball games, whereas Coon Rapids Bayard has played 9. There was a part of me that was wondering, you know, is this going to come back to haunt Fremont Mills? But I think they've shown some strength down the stretch here. A few weeks ago when they played East Mills, about 3 weeks ago, that was one of those games I thought, you know, East Mills might be able to sneak up and catch them. But no, Malcolm just goes off for 400-plus yards on the ground. So I think Fremont Mills, you know, not only Malcolm on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side of the ball, their size up front on the defensive side, You know, they're going to have to contain Coon Rapids. They both have very similar numbers, you know, offensively, but I'm going to go with the Fremont Mills.
All right. It's one there for the Knights. Yeah, this is a matchup of good running backs. Jeffrey Eagle for Coon Rapids Bayard, Seth Malcolm for Fremont Mills. And I guess I'm kind of on the same page here as Matt. This is what Jeremy Christensen does with his teams. They seem to come on right at the end of the season. You know, how many times now have they been in the semifinals at least here within the last 10 years? He's just really got that program to know how to win at the right times and how to peak at the right time this season. So, you know, even though they haven't played as many games, you know, maybe that was something that at the beginning of the year he thought that, well, this could work out okay if we just kind of, you know, take it a little bit easier, have guys ready at the right time and start peaking, then we'll have an advantage. This is going to be a really tough ball game. This is a good Coon Rapids Bayard team, and they'll give them a run, but I think the way that Malcolm has been playing here lately is going to carry FM, and I'll take the Knights at home. Jim?
I don't know what to think of Fremont Mills. With all due respect, their schedule was garbage. I mean, it wasn't very good, and it's not their fault. They've got to play what's handed to them, but their district just was not very good. There are plenty of games where you can look and see Malcolm only had seven carries. Nine carries, you know. I mean, they didn't go to them. They didn't have to. And then all of a sudden, when they played the maybe two decent opponents that they had all season long, all of a sudden he's got 25, 30 carries and 300-400 yards. I don't know. That worries me. Coon Rapids Bayard has had to go out and play every week, and they play in a much, much better district. And they've been very consistent. Jeffrey Eagle's been very consistent out of the backfield this year for Coon Rapids Bayard. And I was impressed falling behind 18-0 to Cam in Anita, and they were able to rally back and get themselves back in the game and then win it late. I don't know. Coon Rapids Bayard's RPI is slightly better than Fremont Mills, but BC Moore likes Fremont Mills just slightly better. So I guess it's a coin toss. You guys are going with Fremont Mills. I'm going to try Coon Rapids Bayard here on the road, see if the Crusaders can get one.
All right, so we're going to split that one up. We move on now here to some Class A matchups, and the first one we have to take a look at here is Tri-Center, who we thought had a chance to get in, and it worked out. They ended up being the 15th team there in the RPI to get into the postseason, and they go on the road to take on South O'Brien. Not even sure where they have to go, Matt, but
we'll let Doug answer that question.
I did look up the their school website. I can't remember where it was, though.
Somewhere in O'Brien County.
Somewhere in O'Brien County.
Okay.
Paulina, isn't that what it is? I don't know where that is. But
might be right. Just back to the football game, though. I really don't have much for this game because I think South O'Brien's going to win. Tri-Center has had a great run to end the season. And, you know, but here's your reward. You got to go up to South O'Brien and Paulina. Take up on one of the Paulina. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're late to the party there, pal.
Sorry. Take on one of the top. One of the top offenses in Class A, and a long road trip at that. So, and this is it's a close matchup. You know, like we reference our BC Moore and ratings and stuff like that. You know, just a touchdown favor by South O'Brien in there. So I'm going to go with them on that. So.
All right, it's one there for South O'Brien, and you look at some of the numbers. Obviously, Tri-Center. It runs through Bryson Freeburg. Whether or not he's able to be efficient is how they go. The games he's played well in, the games they've won, and they played, as you mentioned, stronger here at the end of the season. I think they are definitely playing better here at the end of the year. South O'Brien's lone loss was a close game to Galen Catholic. They've got a pretty good running back in Tristan Wilson, who's over 2,000 yards on the season, 22 touchdowns. He's over 8 yards per carry. I think that gives them a little bit of an edge here, and of course the road trip makes it tough. So I'm going to go with South O'Brien here as well. I think they get the victory. Jim.
All right. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. It's a ground versus air matchup. Tri-Center throws the ball around a lot, and South O'Brien, as you mentioned, they keep it on the ground quite a bit. Tri-Center's only forced 3 fumbles all season long on defense. I got a feeling you're going to need to yank that ball out of somebody's hands if you're going to have a chance to overcome the odds tonight. I just don't think it's going to happen. I'm going with SOB.
All right. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to go with you guys because I think Wolverines, you know, would kill a Trojan, I think. I don't know. I mean,
even with all the
a pack
on,
of them. So.
A pack of Wolverines. It's a Wolverine pack. Yeah. I'm going South O'Brien.
All right.
Yeah, it's not Paulina. A Wolverine. It's not a Wolverine.
It's the Wolverines.
Wolverines.
It's plural. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, plus you got to reference, you know, back to what was the movie? Wolverines.
Yes, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Yeah.
Yeah. Wolverines are tough.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna go with a sweep there on that one.
Mixed force of Cubans and Russians in Colorado. Is that where they were?
Correct. Be correct.
And now back to football.
Now back to the program. We'll go to another game here in Class A as IKM Manning, also with a 6-3 record, will go on the road to take on an undefeated squad in West Hancock here in this next contest. I guess I get first crack here at this one. IKM Manning, again, kind of same situation. They've had a nice season. They've got a couple of good running backs, but West Hancock is a pretty strong team. They've got quarterback that's thrown further over 1,500 yards, running back that's almost up to 1,000, and their defense has just been really, really strong throughout the year. That's how they've been able to win games, and I think that's how they're able to win this one as well. I'm going to go with West Hancock. Jim?
Well, West Hancock is number one in RPI. They're number one in the BC Moore ratings, and they're going to be number one on my list as well. I know that means a lot to them, so I'm going with West Hancock.
All right, it's two there. Doug?
I agree. Now, the Wolves, you know, they generally could kill an eagle, but I think the Eagles are going to swoop down and take the Wolf pups, and so eventually there won't be any more Wolves, and the Eagles will be victorious.
There you go.
They can fly away from the Wolves anyway.
That's true. They can just fly away.
Plus they're 9-0. I mean,
yeah. Plus it's America's symbol.
That's
an
right.
Eagle.
Yeah. USA.
There isn't anything better than that.
That's right. USA.
Doug with the America pick. All right, mm-hmm. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to make this unanimous across the board there. This is one of the, unfortunately, Chris, on your picks here, this is probably the largest spread out there. West Hancock's about a 40-point favorite on this. So, but IKM, Manning, yeah, they turned things around once they got to districts, had a nice season. Again, here's your reward. You're going to go play the top team in the state, West Hancock. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, tough road trip. But, the Rasmussen boys in the backfield have had a good season there for IKM Manning. We'll go to another game here before we take a break. This is in Class 1A as the Underwood Eagles will go on the road to take on West Sioux. A couple 8-1 teams here for this next one. Jim, who's going to win?
All right. Well, I want you to go first on this one.
No, thanks.
I'm chasing you in the standings. I want you to go first. This is an interesting matchup. You know, Underwood has created a lot of havoc on defense. Everybody looks at offensive numbers, but they've created 31 turnovers, including 14 interceptions this year. They've done a nice job taking the ball away. They get production out of their QB spot. They get nice production out of their running back spot. They've got four wide receivers that have 300-plus yards on the season, so they have targets to spread the ball around to. West Sioux, they've got a very accurate quarterback, 63% completion percentage, over 2,800 yards, 29 TDs, only two picks this year. That's pretty salty. But he's just got the one guy in the backfield that he really leans on a lot. Cade Lynott's picked up just about as many receptions as he has rushes this year, and he's got 13 touchdowns both catching and running. So, yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I really, really want to pick Underwood here, but, you know, West Sioux is at home. I think Chris is going to take West Sioux. I'm going to go with Underwood here.
All right. It's one for Underwood.
I could have done that without all the statistics.
Wait a second. West Sioux, is that where Hunter Deckers is?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Oh, man. He's going to Iowa State, you know.
He is, yes.
I got to figure out a way that a Falcon could be an Eagle, but I don't think so. We said America earlier, and I got to stick with America. Underwood Eagles, but don't hurt Hunter Deckers. Did he break it? Did he end up breaking the records?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'd have to look that up.
All right.
I know he's chasing it. Yeah, he was getting close.
Yep. Underwood.
All right. Underwood. Matt?
Okay. Well, these next two ball games you got on your list here, Chris, these two 1A ball games, you know, you could almost talk about these two games simultaneously in here. But you got West Sioux coming out of that 1A District 1 district up there, and the strength of schedule for that district is just phenomenal. They've got the 1, 2, 3, and 4 strength of schedule in there with Emmitsburg, actually, who was ended up 3-6, had the toughest schedule supposedly in Class 20 this year. Then you go to Western Christian, West Sioux, and West Lyon all in there, and those last three all made the playoffs out of that district. So, but yeah, you know, West Sioux's got Deckers in there. And Cade Lynott, he's got an older brother that originally I think started at Iowa State or Iowa and is now at South Dakota State. Just the whole Lynott family. Deckers, he's one of the top quarterbacks, not only just in the state, but he's reckoned with across the country as one of the top out of the and he's going to be, like Doug said, going to be going to Iowa State. But then Jim referenced the defense. West Sioux's defense has 9 interceptions, 14 fumble recoveries on the season. They're the reigning state champs. I don't think you can go against them, especially at home. So I'm going to go with the West Sioux.
All right. It's one there for West Sioux. Yeah, I guess I'm with Matt here. Hunter Deckers has been just a really solid player for a long time there at West Sioux. He's got the experience and has played very well here this year, not made many mistakes. It'll be a fun quarterback matchup. Nick Ravlin's had a good year as well for Underwood. He's also gone over 2,000 yards and been pretty efficient and made pretty good decisions. You look at – it's interesting, that district, too. You mentioned the strength, and they all round-tabled each other. So it was West Sioux who lost to Western Christian. Western Christian lost to West Lyon, and then they lost to West Sioux. So they've all kind of got that round-robin going there in that district. It's been really a tough district. So I'm going to go with that experience, and also helps being at home. So I'm going to go with West Sioux to pick up the win. We've got two more games here on our sheet to take a look at, and we will do that right after we take this time out.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back now here to Who's Gonna Win as we continue on now with our broadcast here and get you a couple more games to pick here for the season as we wrap up 2019 here on the program. We've got the Trainer Cardinals at home to take on Western Christian. We were just before the break talking about another team out of that district there in West Sioux. Now Western Christian will go on the road to take on Trainer. Doug, who's going to win?
I don't know. What I want to know is how all those schools are on the west side of their counties. You know, you got West Lyon, West Sioux. I don't know where Western Christian is, but
it's actually in Orange City.
It's in the Hull.
Hull, yeah, right around there.
A lot of West teams, though, is what I'm saying, you know, out of that district. So they're the Wolf Pack. Trainer's the Cardinals. Wolf Pack has got to beat the Cardinals, I think. Trainer's 9-0, and has had a great season. They're playing at home, but I got to go with the Wolf Pack.
All right. Matt?
The Wolf Pack. Okay. That's another.
Good wrestling team, too.
Yes, yes. You've got Trainer, you know, going back to these games, you know, Trainer has the number 2 offense in Class 1A in total yards, only topped by West Sioux, who we talked about previous. Underwood sitting in there at number 4. So, again, these two ball games in here are just really, really big games. Great first-round matchups, too. I think you just – it's been a while since we've seen some of these good matchups like that in the first round. So this is going to be a long trip for Western Christian down to Trainer. Trainer's really had a nice season. They're just – you know, Trainer's been able to get it done, a very cohesive group in there. They really play for one another. I think out of this team, Western Christian, even though they did play in that district, you know, they were the team that knocked off West Sioux. But, you know, they took a big lump last week to West Lyon, getting shut out like 35-0. So that's very concerning to me, limping into the playoffs like this. Trainer, on the other hand, flying in there, home field advantage. I'm going with the Cardinals.
All right. I was going to go with Trainer. Yeah, this is another one of those really interesting games. You look at Jake Fisher and what he's been able to do there for Trainer. Just been a real strong force. He's just a tough guy to bring down, tough football player. And then Western Christian, as you mentioned, they did suffer that loss last week, but they've seemed to have got it done with defense. It hasn't necessarily been their offense that's really put up huge numbers. Their defense has been there. They've been really tough throughout the season. They've got Kobe Bachum, who's got 5 interceptions on the year to lead them in that category. They played some tough teams outside of district play as well, of course, which helps that strength of schedule we already talked about. It is a tough one going on the road. I guess I've been leaning towards how tough that district has looked. This is going to be another really close game, but I think that Western Christian's going to have a little bit more as far as getting that defense to do something for them against this Trainer team and edge one out. So I'll go with Western Christian. Jim?
Yeah, both these teams play really good defense. And Western Christian, 7 of their 9 games, they've given up 7 or fewer points this year. They just don't allow a lot of points. The other side is looking at what I'm able to see from the numbers I've been able to collect, both these teams are at best average on offense. There's nothing overwhelming about what they do. They play a lot off their defense. I see it as a pretty even ball game. So do the two ratings, the RPI and the BCM. They're just a couple of spots away on either side. I've got to make up space, and I trust Matt Mullinex, Mr. 8-0, so I'm going to go with Matt and take Trainer.
All right, so he's going to go with Trainer. We've got one more game left on the sheet. I just wanted to drop in a note as well because Doug brought it up. Hunter Deckers did set the records. He's 9,237 career passing yards to be a first there. He's also got the TD record, 112. So he's top both those lists.
So it's really going to be amazing. A shame when Underwood picks him off 8 times.
Yeah, yeah. It would be. It would be. Okay. Yeah.
But does not injure him.
Right? That's all we care about, yeah.
He's got a couple of years. Brock Purdy's got a few more years left. He's got a couple of years to heal up.
All right, we got one more game left here. We're going to jump to Class 3A here for our last pick, as the Harlan Cyclones, who are 7-2, will go on the road to take on an 8-1 Dallas Center Grimes team. And Mr. Mullinex gets first look here at this one. What do you think?
Well, yeah, this is another good ball game. You've got Dallas Center Grimes, 8-1. Were they 1-8 last year, I believe, or 0-9, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of reversed things around this year. They've had their only loss is to Pella, who was a qualifying team in Class 3A. They've got wins over Norwalk, who won their district and is in the playoffs, and they also have a win over Glenwood. Glenwood came over to Dallas Center, and Dallas Center Grimes was able to knock them off. So they've got 3 wins over some quality 3A playoff teams in there. So, a lot to be said for that. Harlan, same thing there. I think they played through a tough schedule in there. Just really grew as a team as the season went on. And, they just became one of those typical teams, typical Harlan teams, I should say, getting things done, even with, Coach Blatt, number one, not on the sidelines on a regular basis and at practices and such. So, this is going to be a tough game to pick, so I'll let Chris, you go first. I'm going to go with Harlan. It's playoff time. How many times does Harlan lose in the first round?
That's true.
I guess there's been
one time. Yeah.
Yeah. So odds tell me I'm going with Harlan.
All right. Going for the Cyclones. You look at the common opponents, it's really interesting because Harlan was able to defeat Carroll 34-21. Dallas Center Grimes beat Carroll 14-7, so very similar result there. Of course, the difference being that Dallas Center Grimes was able to beat Glenwood 28-9, and then Harlan lost that 7-point game 28-21. So really, it's pretty similar when you look up and down the schedule. Ty Walker has been pretty good at quarterback for Dallas Center Grimes. And John Monson, of course, on the other side for Harlan has done a great job there as well. Both teams have played some tough teams. This is a really a tight, even matchup. I don't know that either team has a real huge edge here. I do like the results a little bit better on how it's gone throughout the season for Dallas Center Grimes. I'm gonna give the Mustangs the edge. I'll go with DCG. Jim.
All right, very good. Well, as you both said, that how often has Harlan lost in the first round? But how often have they had to play on the road in the first round? Not a lot over the years. The thing that concerns me about Harlan is their propensity to turn the ball over. They've gotten themselves in trouble with turnovers during the course of the year, and gotten themselves in positions where they've had to fight back. And, You know, you can't keep doing that and keep escaping all the time. But I'm just amazed. Looking at the RPI, Harlan RPI is better. BC Moore, way better. 14 spots better than Dallas Center Grimes. So I'm going to go with Harlan.
All right. Another one for the Cyclones. Doug?
Chris, I thought you were kind of wavering back and forth. I thought you were going to go to the ultimate decider, the mascot.
That's true, yeah. But,
I don't know. I mean, Harlan, I think Harlan has had a great season this year, considering, you know, again, the number of seniors they lost last year. And, you know, this is certainly a pick or a season for them where they reloaded and they didn't rebuild or whatever. So I'm going to take the Cyclones sweeping away the Mustangs.
All right. That's another one for Harlan. I'm going to get a limb pick there with DCG.
You know, I wish this would have been a couple of years ago, because for a long time, up until just a few years ago, Western Christian did not have a mascot. It was just Western Christian. They did not have any, you know.
Ooh.
So that would have been kind of interesting to see what your decision would have been.
I still go back to that Crusaders Knights one, and I don't know about that.
It's on paper. We've written it down.
That's true. It's official. We'll see how
it plays. My bad pick has already been made. It's official.
All right. Well, that's going to wind it down here for who's going to win here for the 2019 season. Of course, we'll let you know how it comes out and get you those results and post it back up there for you on the web as well. Stay tuned for our games here tonight. We'll have a couple good 8-man games for you. Audubon playing host to Harris Lake Park on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, streaming at KJN.com as well with the audio. And then the KJN TV page will be your place for the Cam Cougars, as they will go on the road to take on Lamoni tonight, as Jim will have the call for that one for you tonight down there for that 8-man contest. So stay tuned for playoff football, and we appreciate you tuning in all season long. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Another good season.
Well, thank you. We had fun.
Yeah, good
times.
Thanks
for the meals. They've been good.
Yeah.
Don't let all our secrets get out. Everybody's going to want to be on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll be lining up at the door. I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Ag Business Associates as well for bringing you Who's Going to Win throughout the 2019 campaign. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.